When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, y'all? I'm Aslan, Aslan Hudjavani, that is director of digital media for warchant.com, the ultimate Semmel sports source. Thanks for being here live on YouTube for another edition of Trench Talk with Devontae Love Taylor coming up here in just a few moments. Just kind of want to set the table for everybody, set the scene, if you will. If you could, please hit that thumbs up button here on YouTube. We certainly would appreciate it. It helps, you know, push it out to all corners of the internet. Again, there's people out there that love Florida State, just like you, but have no idea we exist. Let's make their lives a little bit better. Let's put some sunshine on it. Let's put some Trench Talk on it. Hit that thumbs up. We certainly would appreciate it. And then in the lower right corner, if you could also subscribe to the YouTube channel, totally free. You get all your notifications, however often, or maybe you don't want to be constantly updated, but you can still subscribe. And then when you get to YouTube, they'll all be there waiting for you. But we got the Sunday Smash. That was last night with Ira and Jeff Cameron. Jeff Cameron show with Tom Lang. That's Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, because Tuesday, tomorrow, will be seminal headlines from 1 to 3 p.m. And then we got Wake Up War Chant in the morning, Monday through Friday. Might have a War Chant report this week. Might not have a War Chant report this week. But as always, stay connected with us on warchant.com and here on our YouTube channel. We'll be taking your questions from the social media aspect, whether it's here on YouTube or over on the Tribal Council of warchant.com here momentarily with Devontae Love Taylor. There was something else I wanted to talk about. Not important, but check out all the videos we have on our YouTube channel. We talked to Mike Norvell, Kenny Dillingham, Adam Fuller, and John Papuchas this morning. 30 minutes with about Norvell, maybe 20 with Dillingham, 20 with Fuller, and about 15 minutes with John Papuchas. Highlight of it was Kenny getting all philosophical on us, talking about the bamboo and how you don't see the roots forming on the bamboo. And then all of a sudden, one day, it takes hold and it shoots up like 90 feet. So he's hoping that's going to happen. Says that the recipe is simply hard work. Doesn't guarantee everything's going to work out for you, but the recipe is hard work, and they're going to get back to working hard. So thought that was an interesting little tidbit, maybe the 6 or 7 minute mark of his interview. Nonetheless, check that out later on. But now, let's get it going. Let's bring on Devontae Love Taylor, and let's get on with Trench Talk.
From the ultimate Seminole sports source comes another original live content production. Trench Talk with Devontae Love Taylor. You bring the live rounds, he'll bring the pancakes. And now, number 58 in your programs, but number one in your heart, here's the man of the next half hour, Devontae Love Taylor.
Here we are, Maslon, as you know already, and here's Devontae Love Taylor joining us for another edition of his show called Trench Talk. Devontae, good evening to you, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. How'd the treatment go today? What was the treatment menu for Devontae Love Taylor on this fine Monday?
From about 9 to 10, it was a lot of stretching, certain machines that just make you feel better. And then went back at about 1, did another hour of similar rehab, and then at 2 o'clock had a massage.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Is it just like hands-on massage, or they got like massage guns and like all sorts of crazy stuff they're using on?
The massages are hands-on, but we have like the massage guns and stuff in the training room that we can use.
Okay, right on. We're going to get to play the questions here over on the Tribal Council as well as YouTube. What was Sunday like for you, Devontae? Obviously, not the result you guys won on Saturday, but we spoke to Coach Papuchas, Coach Norvell, Coach Fuller, and Coach Dillingham. Coach Papuchas said he liked the way you guys responded in Sunday's sort of walkthrough practice. Mike Norvell, Coach Norvell said the same thing. How do you feel you and your teammates sort of approach Sunday's light work day?
You know, we got to approach it positively. Like, you can't just sit and dwell on what happened Saturday. You got to learn from your mistakes, because at the end of the day, we have another game this week that we got to get ready for. And we got to watch the mistakes and learn from them. So it was very – once you got out on the field, you finish watching the film, and you go and correct your mistakes. You know, you got to have an up-tempo, positive mindset, because we got to get ready to go play again this week.
I know on Sunday everybody's tired, man. Everybody's sore, but you guys got to get out there and go through the walkthrough, correct the mistakes, and then go into the meeting room and hear Coach, you know, talk about things. I mean, for you, or how many of you guys are still, like, when you get there on Sundays and you're singing that auditorium, how many of you guys are still dialed in, do you think, leaning forward in your chairs, like, really interested, really wanting to hear the message to improve and get better?
You know, everybody's dialed in because at the end of the day, you know, we know our coaches believe in us and we need to go and show what we can do because we haven't been doing that.
Jeff Mayer says, go Noles, hashtag still my team, hashtag always my team. So there you go. People in your corner, believe it or not. I mean, there's lots of people in your guys' corner, Devontae. You got to block out the noise, but I'm sure you already know that. Let's look at some of this pro football focused stuff and see how much they don't know, apparently, Devontae. So these are the grades, at least offensively, from Saturday's contest. You're right there. Second highest graded. No, highest graded again? Yeah, right behind Darius, offensive line-wise for you. How does this sort of stack up, I guess, to what Coach Atkins grades you in his scale?
So I feel like the coaches' grades are more accurate because they understand the scheme fully. So, you know, if it's like a screen and I just let somebody go, it may count as a pressure on PFF or something like that, whereas the coaches know what the scheme is and just situations like that.
So they credit you for two pressures, but that's not the way Coach Atkins graded you.
Yeah, I think he might have had me for one. For one on, I think, the last play. I'm not sure. I don't remember which play exactly.
So how does it work with him? Like, do you guys start at zero and then you get points as you go up, or do you guys start at 100 and he just kind of deducts from there?
You get graded off assignment, technique, and effort, and there's just a percentage. I'm not sure exactly how he does it, but there's a percentage at the end of the day.
All right, well – nonetheless, man, the grades are up there. People are curious about it. Gene Williams has got a full breakdown of the PFF grades over on warchant.com's Tribal Council, so do check that out. Let's go ahead and pivot now over to the warchant.com Tribal Council as you guys get ready for Louisville here. So what's the early scout on Louisville for you guys right now, Devontae?
You know, just watching their previous three games, watching what we did against them last season and what went right and what went wrong. Studying the individual personnel and all stuff like that.
All right. You know, Coach Dillingham talked about, you know, people want to maybe see change, but for him it's not about change. It's about the recipe, and it's hard work. So with that said in mind, let's bring up Mark here from Naples. He says, evening, Devontae Love Taylor. What's the plan this week to come and get an ACC win against Louisville? Now, I know you don't want to give away game plan sort of stuff, but for you guys, does it feel like it is – sticking with what you guys are doing, but just kind of tweaking that and being a little bit more dialed in? Or is it going to be maybe kind of experimenting and trying out some new things? You got to be specific, Don.
Well, I feel like we just need to get everybody on the same page, you know, everybody doing their 111th, because at the end of the day, no matter the scheme, if everybody's doing their job, the play should be successful.
How does that work? I remember one of my buddies played ball, and I don't know if he joked about it when he said this, but he was like, listen, he's like, every play that is designed to score. So like if everybody does their job on a play, like, you should score on it. I mean, for you guys, I kind of try to ask Coach Norvell this, but I tripped up on myself. Is there usually, I don't say usually, but is there always something open on a play? I mean, should there be always, even if the first option doesn't work, should there always be something there for the offense?
I wouldn't say they should all be designed to score. You know, you obviously have shot plays and that are built in to score or get big gains, but, you know, most run plays, if you can get 4 or 5 yards a carry, that's productive, you know, because that's a first down every two or three plays. And there's not really any offenses that just come out and run for 20, 30 yards a carry. So I wouldn't say every play is designed to score, but you do have shot plays that are designed to score. Right. So it's, yeah.
I got you. How about Candy for Knowles over on the Tribal Council of Warchant.com? She says, last week, Aslan mentioned he thought there would be more technical questions about X's and O's. We tried, Candy. We have some limitations on my part, so I do apologize for that, but we can try to dive into your question here. So Sunday night's episodes were difficult to focus on anything other than the day before, but since it's a Monday and I'm a young woman who's never played football, here's a question. People talk a lot about who on the offensive line is responsible for calling out coverages. What does that mean And what defensive player are you looking at most often to make that call? So I guess I'll start on that one right there. So offensive line is, I would assume, is it whoever's playing center, and they're not calling out the coverages, or is that what they're calling out? Is the actual
So just a little football one-on-one. The center, he'll identify the front. So it can be a four down. It can be an odd front, which is a nose and 2-5 techniques. Or it can be an okey front, which is the same as odd, but with four eyes instead of fives. So the center will identify the front. And then depending on the play, he'll identify one or two mics. And that's the center's job. The tackle's jobs are to see edge pressure or see, like, safety alignment so they know when edge pressure could come. So, for example, if I'm the tackle to the boundary and I see a press corner, like a corner press on a receiver or even a linebacker or safety covering a receiver in the slot, but I see another safety 4 or 5 yards behind him, I know that guy could possibly blitz because he has somebody taking his man when he comes. So that's more the tackle's jobs. And the guard's jobs are to see the linebackers. You know, if I see one linebacker at 3 yards and one linebacker at 4 yards, I know that the closer linebacker could blitz, either just straight ahead, or if they want to cross, I know the linebacker that's farther ahead will cross first. So it's just stuff like that. And, you know, you block plays differently based off the fronts. So if I have to block, if I have to do a down block, but it's against a 4-eye, and he slants out and becomes a 5, I may stay with him. I may let him go. But if he stays in his gap, then I'll just block him.
And all this conversation is happening as there's like 70,000 people screaming at you, and you're all like, and you all hear Maurice Rebaby on, and Darius hears you, and Dylan is hearing him. And so this all works pretty fine in the end scheme of things.
Yeah, it happens in about 10 seconds. So you get the play call. So the signal in the play, you go 4 down, 4 down, 4 down. Mike left, Mike left, Mike left. And then if he wants it, if the tackle away from the mic doesn't like where the mic is, he can ask the quarterback to change it.
All right, look at that. Okay.
And if the quarterback doesn't want to change it, he'll leave it.
All right. And for people at home, and boundary is if the ball's like on the right hash, boundary would be the side that is – that if it's the right side, it's a part of the field, the short side, right, that's closest to the end to the boundary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the other side's called the field side.
Blue. Yeah, the field, the boundary in the field.
Okay, there we go. All right, and then I guess you kind of answered this, but part of Candy's question also continues that does this mean the blocking scheme can change at the last minute depending on the defense?
Yeah, it could change at the very last second, like right before the ball snap. You know, if a certain scheme is in and you have a 4-eye and he becomes a 5, that could change drastically, but you have to see it on the fly because a lot of teams like to shift at the last second.
There we go. Good that, man. I just learned some stuff too, Devontae. Check that out, man. On a Monday. Johnny Burkett says or asks, what players are stepping up and trying to take lead of this team going forward?
You know, not naming anybody individually, but I feel like all the older guys are stepping up. You know, we've all been through hard times in football. You know, I don't think we have anybody who's just had an ultra successful season besides McKenzie, but he's also been through bad years too. So, you know, it's good having guys that have been through success and have failed before. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to keep pushing.
Hunter Newbarth says, best of luck to you out there, Devontae Love Taylor. I thought the line looked pretty damn good most of the game. I look forward to watching this team continue to grow and hope the growth can result in wins. Go Noles. How do you think the offense – I mean, Howard, obviously everybody could do a little bit better, but I feel like you guys are holding up quite well. And I'm not saying that because you're on the show and you're an offensive lineman. My amateur eye seems like you guys – I'm not expecting – like, I don't know who the best offensive line in the NFL is these days. I don't know, the Cowboys. I'm not expecting that, but I think we're doing – you guys are doing plenty good enough up front to get some of these plays going.
Well, obviously we need to do better. You know, there's situations where our quarterback – you know, the goal is to never get your quarterback touched. You know, that's happening too much. We got to handle everything up front better, communicate better, you know, just get better every day.
Back to the Tribal Council, warchant.com. This comes from Dave in Kentucky. Good evening, Devontae. Let's get back to you running the football. Draft 4 or 5 teammates that you would want blocking for you if you were a running back. But the catch is you cannot choose anyone on the offensive or defensive line?
Can I choose tight ends or no?
We'll give you two tight ends. You can go.
I'll take two
tight ends.
I'll take Jordan Wilson, Preston Daniel, DJ Lundy, Steven Diggs, and Josh Burrow.
Okay. Oh, all right. All right. What about my boy Marquise and Douglas? What about Biscuit?
You said I only got two tight ends.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough.
I gotta go with Press right now. P. Diddy.
Well said. Well said. Let's see what we got here. As we're scrolling down here. Big Steve-O, I don't have a question. I just want to say we are all still rooting for you guys. I'll be making the trip from North Alabama down there to see you guys this weekend. It'll be my first game back at Doak since 2012. Still a lot to play for. To me, the ACC is wide open, and it kind of is. Clemson looked a little bit vulnerable at home against Georgia Tech, so who knows? And the year is still young to make some noise and shake things up. Let's go. I know you trench monsters are hungry, so let's eat. Go Noles. How much – I know you're worried about Louisville. How much do you know what's going on around – maybe not the country, but at least around the conference in terms of how teams are looking and how they're doing?
To be honest, not much. You know, I focus more on us than anybody, you know, because I still feel like, you know, I may not show, but I feel like if we do our job every play, there's not many teams that can compete with us. And I know, like, that's hard to say right now in the position we're in, but I feel like we keep shooting ourselves in the foot, and it's showing.
All right. Butch Cox asks, being at the game on Saturday, was it as hot to you guys playing as it was sitting in the stands? It looked beautiful on TV. Was it a scorcher out there?
It wasn't too hot. You know, when we first got out there, it was a little warm, but it kind of cooled down as the game got going, but it wasn't too hot.
Okay. Let's see. I think we might have a couple more here on the warchant.com tribal council. Let's hop back over there. It's our guy, Gator Kirk. DLT. Does anybody call you DLT on the team? What's your nickname? What do people guys call you? Devontae or Tay or what do they call it?
It doesn't matter. Devontae, DLT, DT. It doesn't matter.
Gator Kirk says, thank you for doing the show. I wish the team the best of luck this week against Louisville. What is the one food you just cannot live without?
I'll have to go with either chicken wings or like spicy chicken sandwiches.
Do you dip the spicy chicken sandwich and the chicken wings in anything?
So I won't dip the sandwich. I'll put the sauce on the sandwich, and depending on where it's from, like Chick-fil-A, I like the honey roasted barbecue, but chicken wings, I like ranch.
Got a couple questions that came via email. This one comes from Nick out in Tampa. If you texted Coach Atkins at 2 a.m, what time would he respond?
Probably 2:03, 2:04.
Okay. You got faith in him then.
It depends on if it's about football, 2:03 or 2:04.
For real. So you could be watching film or have a question on something and be like, hey, coach, like I'm wondering about this, the way that the leverage just defensive lineman plays. Well, you could text him at 2 a.m. You think he'd probably get back to you like within 5 minutes?
Yeah, he would, especially if he's awake. If he's awake, he'll probably just call and we'll talk about it.
When do you guys sleep? You're sleeping usually at 2 a.m, though, right?
Yeah. I'm usually asleep. You know, I try to get my 6 to 8 hours in. So I'm usually asleep by about 10:30.
I guess in the same vein of reliability, this comes from Chris in Orlando. If you were broke down 50 miles outside of town, which teammate would you call to come help out?
Ooh, Kier Thomas.
Really?
I'd call Pop, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's got the name Pop for a reason, I guess, right?
Yeah, and he drives fast. He'll get there in like 15 minutes.
Right on. All right, man. You know, I used to work at a car wash, Devontae, and my job was to dry the cars and stuff. And then when it was slow, they would make me go inside the convenience store and like sweep and mop the floors. I'm like, but I work for the car wash. They're like, yeah, but you're on the clock. You need to do something. I'm not going to keep you around. We've got everything done. You've done your job. You've answered all the questions that we've had here on YouTube, as well as the Tribal Council of Warchant.com. But we're going to try to do some cool stuff here, maybe moving forward on Mondays. We're going to keep doing the Q&As, but maybe we'll try to do some other feature stuff for people at home to keep things kind of fresh and entertaining while you guys get your feet underneath you and hopefully start stringing together some wins here. But we'll see how on the practice field, I guess, tomorrow, Devontae. Thanks for making time for us, man. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Devontae Love Taylor. This has been another edition of Trench Talk with Devontae Love Taylor. Again, stay connected to warchant.com. Teams practicing tomorrow will be out there covering it and getting interviews afterwards. So that'll be all up on the website. For Devontae, I'm Aslan. Thank you for watching and stay connected to warchant.com.